Mitchell of interviewing this man, of course, the pride of GrainCorp, as he hears one of his favourite songs, the Narrabri Blue Horse song. But of course, Mick Grant, sadly for the Bartouche Transport Moree-Wee Wallabulls today, wasn't to be. Inverell just turned up and played really well, especially in the second half.
Yeah, no, it was a tough day in the bullpen, but yeah, as we hear the background noise, that Narrabri got up in first grade and we went down in Reggie's as well, but you know, we done all we could. I mean, you know, end of the day, they were just a better side.
Yeah, plenty of talent on the field and that, but how was the year? You were the dominant side all year and up until the semi-finals was just a ripper of a year.
Yeah, we had a cracking year. I think we took a lot of injuries towards the end of the season and, you know, play, like the two-tier comp, you know, you go into the top tier and you play a lot of hard games in that last round and then you come into the finals with a lot of injuries, but we had a lot of depth there and, you know, to be honest, just end of the day, they were just far better off, like, a lot better than us on there, you know, and they killed it, you know. Not much we could do. We tried our best, but yeah, they just hit us up the middle and put points on the board and we couldn't come back from there.
Yeah, well, congratulations on two home games as well. A fantastic performance today in the black and white shirt of the Bulls. You've really enjoyed your rugby this year. The success really helps, but have you enjoyed keeping on playing? You know, you've won a million first-grade premierships, yeah. But yeah, you still keep enjoying it, you know, 52 coming out and playing rugby?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I actually had a birthday on Thursday. I turned 38 on Thursday, so... But that's the thing. It's hard to give it up when you've got such a good club. You know, a lot of community support. And we, you know, we win in games, so, you know, I don't know, that they say winning's not everything, but while you're winning, it's hard to give something up, that's for sure.
And that's why you're hurting so much today, and first grade as well, did a great job in getting through to the grand final, must be happy with the two grades, but the real challenge for the club now is to really try and tap in and get some 18s and 16s as well, so we can finally push you blokes away.
Yeah, no, exactly right, we need the youth coming through, and plus, you know, if you've got 16s and 18s, you've got two extra games on a home game, so, or an away game, so, you know, it's good for the club and it's good for the community, but I don't know, it's just a struggle for country footy at the moment. It's just, you know, I don't know if the work's there or, you know, it's just tough. So, anyway, we just got to do what we can do and keep on keeping on.
Let's rip into the political questions because you love answering those. Of course, there looked to be a merger there between the St. Ives Central Premiership and New England. What do you think of that? And also the Tier 1 and Tier 2, you'd be right at the cutting edge of that and your thoughts on those, both of those sort of options.
I don't know. To be honest, you know, I think the two-tier comp, but we've tried it. It's not working. So, you know, every club has their good years and every club has their bad years. You know? I remember 5 years ago, Inverell were beating us in first grade, you know, by 60 points. So, and then, you know, 5, 6 years down the track, we're playing home grand final. So I think you just got to take the good with the bad. And, you know, if your side's good enough to be at the top of the table, there's no splitting. Now, let's play the round again. Barabra's some of the toughest games we've had with Barabra, and we've been on top of the table and they've been on the bottom, and we've gone down to Barabra and they've won. So,
yeah. Well, only of course, I know you impersonate somebody working out at GrainCorp, but they look after you as far as your work, and how are you enjoying that as well?
Yeah, good. It's looking really good. We had a lot of good rain in the area, so hopefully, I think the town, the community really needs a good year, so hopefully we don't get any frost. There's a bit of cold weather predicted in the next couple of weeks, but hopefully push through that, and yeah, banking on a big year, just sort of lift everyone's spirits, and you know, we had a tough 3 years, so we just need that money in the bank, I suppose.
Well, speaking of tough, we've been talking to one of the genuine hard men, the tough men of not only Central Rugby but Country Rugby, Mick Grant. Commiserations on the loss today, man. It's been a sensational year for the Bartouche Transport Moree-Wee Wallabulls.
No, thanks, mate. Thanks, everyone. Cheers.